Well, I mean, Bucks in six. I mean, what else was I supposed to say? We're going to lose and we're going to get swept. I mean, yeah, Bucks in six always. That's for the culture.
What's going on, Bucks fans? My name is KJ Eikston. We're back with another episode of the Ike Bucks podcast. It's been a few weeks. We apologize for the long wait, but we have a great episode for you today. Obviously, the Packers have been making a lot of great noise in the Wisconsin sports scene, but today's episode is all Bucks talk. So I'm joined by my co-host, Alex Eikstead. How's it going, Al?
Hey, KJ. Happy to be here on the podcast. You know, I'm feeling pretty good. The Bucks have had an okay start to the season, and I'm ready to dive into the team a little bit deeper.
Absolutely. So just want to give you guys a rundown about what we're going to talk today. We're going to start off just recapping some great news that happened in Milwaukee, and that is Giannis signing the Supermax. We're going to go on Bucks first impressions, how they're looking in a limited sample size. We're going to do our favorite, fan favorite, good Bucks, bad Bucks segment. We're going to announce the winner of the signed Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey.
Let's go.
An expensive, valuable item that will surely only appreciate in value, as all Bucks fans
want
know.
That.
So we have a winner for you guys. We're going to announce that a little later in the show. And then lastly, we're going to look ahead to the coming games, coming weeks. We're going to look at some trends, that kind of thing. So we have a great show for you guys. If you enjoyed this show, tell a friend. Easiest way to help support the show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And you can find us on Twitter, Ike Bucks Podcast on Twitter. Either one should take you right to us. It's the easiest way to get in touch with us, whether it's the DM, you want to talk to other Bucks fans. It's a great place. But without further ado, let's get into it.
Let's dive in.
So the polarizing topic that everybody seemed to be talking about was, will Giannis re-sign in Milwaukee? And Ike Bucks has been around for many years now. We were around before it was really cool to have a popular Bucks account. Yeah, like we were supporting the Bucks before it was cool to support the Bucks through the dark ages. And a lot of you have rolled with us through those times, and we recognize that. But one thing you might know about Ike Bucks is that we never once wavered in our stance that Giannis was going to re-sign in Milwaukee. So when we got the news, just like everybody else, that Giannis had put pen to paper, he had made his decision, he signed the Supermax contract, we were elated. You know, it's the best way we could describe it. We were so elated that we weren't planning on doing this, but we decided to offer up our autographed Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey with the certificates of authentication, just because what better moment to do it? You know, what better way to celebrate the Giannis Supermax than by just, you know, using that item at that time, I would say. You know, we love giving back to the fans because you guys are amazing. And when we do these giveaways, we just want to make sure they're things that you guys like. You know, not boring stuff. We don't want to give you some knockoff item.
Best of the best.
We want to give you guys the best of the best. And we're thrilled to be giving away this jersey. We can't wait to do it in a little while here. But yeah, you know, Ike Bucks, we had never once wavered on Giannis. Will he resign? National media outlets, you know, we wouldn't go out of our way to get into beefs with them. But occasionally when they were talking that stick talk, that crazy talk, we had to throw the stick right back at them. Guys like Rick Bucher, you know, guys like Colin Cowherd, just really
letting them know where Giannis is staying.
People around the internet just getting clicks. You know, we've touched on this before. They're getting clicks. They're in the click business. Dana White said something like this recently, where they're not necessarily in the reporting business. They're in the click generation, clickbait business, as we've seen with ESPN.
Now they're pushing these Harden trades.
Well, exactly. They're scrambling now that they don't have their narrative that Giannis is going to leave. I mean, we saw how hard they milked that. We saw what they did with Malika Andrews, planting those stories moments after the Bucks lost to the Raptors.
Justice is served.
And we never once doubted Giannis would sign here. We were a little nervous.
Of course we were nervous. We would get DMs from fans saying, did you see this? Does this mean Giannis is leaving? Does this mean Giannis is signing
here? Did you see
this?
Did you see that? A lot of it is noise. We can't be looking too deep into this stuff. These athletes are normal people just like you and I.
Yeah, and if you break it down, Giannis has always been a very normal guy. He hasn't been someone seeking these places, these cities like LA or Miami. He's a family-oriented man. He has everything he could ever need here in Milwaukee. He's going to be treated kind of like Aaron Rodgers now. We talked about this. Aaron Rodgers, the reason people love him so much is he stayed for the Green Bay Packers his whole career.
Franchise player.
Giannis, the fact that he stayed is so huge for not only the city of Milwaukee, but also his legacy in now all you these national pundits, they're trying to make excuses for LeBron. I mean, you saw this the entire next week after Giannis stayed home in Milwaukee is LeBron's case was different.
He had to go.
There.
Shut up. You guys have no loyalty.
No loyalty. Giannis signing the Supermax is showing that the loyalty still exists. And it also shows how crazy the media will be when it comes to getting these guys out of these small market teams.
Trying to advance their agenda. It's pathetic. We've all seen it. We can recognize it a mile away. You know, at Ike, another thing that we probably have in our trade of characteristics is we like to look at trends. And if we look at the overarching trend of Giannis's entire career in Milwaukee, he has never once given us data points or whatever you would want to call it in that trend that he would be going elsewhere. He's given us points that add up that trend to saying he's going to stay. And that's where we basically, you know, took our information from, analyzed it from the moment Giannis got drafted. We've had his career under a microscope, and he was never leaving. If he was going to leave, we were prepared to hang up the boots and be done with the NBA forever.
We were.
I don't know how many of you were right there with us, but if considering everything in the Giannis trend, we'll call it the Giannis loyalty trend, the Giannis re-signing trend, it all pointed at him resigning. And if he were to just like pull a 180 like LeBron going to South Beach, but not like that was such a 180. You knew LeBron might go somewhere, but just to like hear him speak it like that it wasn't Cleveland he was going back to. If Giannis would have done that, there very well might not be, we might not be talking here today. So we're just really thankful.
Maybe you wouldn't be listening.
Giannis is one of a kind. We all know that. And we're thrilled to be giving away his jersey. I just want to preface this giveaway by saying if you don't win this giveaway, just know that across all of our accounts, and especially our Bucks account, there will be plenty more giveaways, plenty more chances to come. I know we just gave away a Darius Smith jersey on Ike Packers. Go check that out. There's going to be more giveaways in the future there. But we intend on doing more giveaways to you guys just to show our appreciation. Because, you know, kind of just to hammer home the whole Giannis thing, the key word here is loyalty.
Yeah.
It's loyalty, and whether that's talking about Giannis staying in Milwaukee or whether that's talking about you, me, or anyone listening to us in real life, like loyalty is one of those traits that will serve people incredibly well. It's a rare trait. I know Travis Scott has once said, you know, loyalty is one of the rarest traits you can find in this universe. He's not wrong.
He's preaching.
It's one of the reasons, we've been able to cultivate these successful accounts is because we've been loyal to our sources. We've been loyal to each other. We've been loyal to the fans. We've been loyal to the players. We haven't really burnt any bridges. Loyalty just comes back to so important, and it's so rare nowadays. Like, how many NBA athletes just jump ship for really no reason at all? You know, really no reason at all. Like think about looking back on that. Like, even soccer players, the greatest ones are Messi and Ronaldo because they're largely making their names at consistent clubs. I mean, you could argue Ronaldo maybe jumped around a little bit, but Messi was on Barcelona since he was like 13. Tom Brady was on the Patriots since he was, you know, a young
drafted.
Man. Michael Jordan with the Bulls. LeBron is really the only guy who might be considered an all-time great to really pop around as much as he did. And Giannis is kind of going the loyalty route. So that's why he's our superstar. That's why he's so many people's favorite player around the world. And it's incredible. We kind of talked a lot longer on that segment than we anticipated. But let's get into some first impressions of the Bucks. You know, the Bucks, they played a handful of games to start the year. They're not lighting the world on fire. But a couple key stats that I just want to bring up is that the Bucks lead the NBA in 3-point percentage, and they also lead the NBA in points in general. So our offense is high flying, digging a little deeper into that 3-point percentage metric. You know, how often do coaches and GMs say we need more shooters? It's all the time. And it's been a scramble for years now in the NBA. It's almost been like the three-point shooter's arm race, or the shooter's arms race in general, where teams are just trying to stockpile as many shooters as they can, especially if they have a player like Giannis or Ben Simmons or someone where they have to kind of build around, who needs shooters around him. Well, if you look at the Bucks stats at the time of this podcast, every single player shoots above 38.5% from three except three players: Giannis, Thanasis, and Torrey Craig. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the most eye-popping, mind-blowing stats I have ever seen. Even if it's small sample size or not, even though it's only 7-game sample size, that's still 10% of the season, given the new NBA season format. And the fact that Bobby Portis shoots 38.5% from three.
Crazy.
Brooke Lopez shoots 38.5% from three. Jordan Nwora is a second-round pick shooting 40% from three. DJ Wilson, I mean, come on. He's been around. He's shooting 41.7% from three. Jrue Holiday, our big three point guard,
coming in. The new signings.
42.9%. DJ Augustine, 42.9%. Bryn Forbes is shooting 46.2%.
He does that.
He's shot over 40% his entire career. But then let's get into the top tier boys. Our man Chris Middleton. It's funny to look back when people say this guy was not worth a big contract, because here he is, year two of his deal, 48.6% from three.
And 53% from the field.
He's also got the 23rd highest PER in the NBA. So Chris Middleton, any way you want to slice it or dice it, is worthy of his contract. He's an incredible complementary player to Giannis and an integral part of our big three. We keep going up. Pat Connaughton. That's something that's kind of surprising, because you see a lot of
Pat hate,
Pat slander on Twitter lately. And if you actually dive into the numbers,
he's playing really well.
He's shooting 50% from three and 100% from the line in 17 minutes.
Not only that, but his PER. His PER ranks 6 on the Bucks.
What is it?
15.78.
He's got a PER above average player. Here's the bottom line. If anyone is slandering Pat, trust me, there have been moments when every player deserves some guff, right, in a friendly way. But Pat in particular, we've seen receive a lot of, you know, slander so far this year. And if you look at the numbers, like, yes, maybe he's caused a turnover. Yes, maybe he's made a goofy play here or there. But, man, if you look at the trends, going back to that word, the trends, Pat Connaughton is playing pretty good for a guy making 5.6 mil. Especially for a bench piece.
Yeah, like, if he can come in and shoot, I'm not even asking for 40% or 50%, and this is what he's giving, is 50% in 17 minutes. That's Bryn Forbes. You know, that's a wing player. That's a playoff player.
It's a shooter you surround Giannis with.
Yeah. And he's trusted on defense. He's trusted by the head coach, Coach Bud. They're close. And so, Pat, there's a lot to like there. Another player, a lot to like. Let's talk about Dante DiVincenzo, the man who came back with a vengeance. So, Bucks fans remember this. You know, a lot of outcry over the falling apart Bogdanovich.
A lot of internet outrage.
Outrage I'd like to talk about. And Bogdanovich, so far, he's playing 26, 27 minutes a game. He's averaging 12 points.
12.57 PER. That is below average.
And a 12.57 PER. Let's look at the boy Dante DiVincenzo.
And how much is he making again?
Rookie deal.
Or Bogdanovich, isn't he making like $18 million or something? He's making like $18 million.
Yeah, it might be 18. It might be – it's a big deal.
He's making a lot to have a PER of 12.
And Dante DiVincenzo, 24 minutes a game. He's averaging 12.3.
It's more points.
And his PR is 19.48, because he's averaging 1.7 steals. He's getting 3.3 rebounds and 2.4 assists, while also shooting – probably the best on the Bucks to start the season at 55.6% from three and 52 from the
55.6% from three, and fans are upset about the Bogdanovich deal falling through. It's just like, guys, we gotta just trust the process. And I'm not even trying to use that word. I'm not trying to use the trust the process phrase, but it's like, I mean, it's like we said, it's Bogdan Bogdanovich. Like, we will survive. Obviously, things are working out okay. I'm thrilled that we actually have a young asset for once.
He's playing with confidence, too. Dante looks like he's got a little more hero in him. Last playoffs in the bubble, Hero badly outplayed Dante DiVincenzo, and I was kind of disappointed by that, especially because Hero was a rookie. Dante was the NCAA champion, balled in the championship game. I thought he would – or NCAA champion, balled in that championship game. I thought he would for sure get the better of that matchup, and he kind of lost it in the bubble. And Hero's tremendous player, but Dante has kind of had that same confidence, the pull-up, the quick shot this year, and the numbers are reflecting. So,
well, they're not just reflecting. That's absurd. It's like he's been a better player than Bogdanović straight up.
Yeah, maybe we should just check Hero's stats right now and see if he's been how he started to this season.
Well, I mean, we don't need to compare Dante to Hero because Hero's proven it in the, you know, I mean, Harrell's proven himself.
Yeah.
Like, Bogdan Bogdanović came from the Kings. He's still, like, we're still open to him proving himself. But he could, you know, obviously do it on a winning team, as we mentioned in a previous episode. Last but not least, though, at the very top, shooting 80% from three. This is absurd, guys. 80%. Sam Merrill, our second-round pick. The Bucks' second-round picks, we've plucked two 40% shooters. If you combine their three-point percentages, they're shooting 60% from three. And average them out. Between Sam Merrill is shooting 80% from three. We threw it up on Ike Bucks the other day. He's like 10th in the entire NBA in player efficiency rating. I mean, I don't even know if he's like got enough minutes to qualify.
It's dropped now because of minutes and stuff.
It's unbelievable. Like Sam Merrill's PER.
He's just a good player, ready for the NBA.
Is 16.68. Once again, that's higher than Bogdanović. Like, that's how teams win championships. That's how the Warriors retooled and revamped the NBA, is because of these analytics like player efficiency. You know, it's not just about how many baskets you can score James Harden. I don't think he's going to win a championship. I really don't. I have no desire to see him traded to my favorite team, and I think a lot of NBA fans feel the same way. You're going to have to let us know what you think about that, Bucks fans. But really, you know, the Bucks team, the record's not looking insane to come out the gate, but really we know it's all about the playoffs at this point.
We
know after these last two seasons it's not about the regular season. We could care less. Can the Bucks have a shot in the playoffs? Because right now the Bucks are, I believe, in the seventh spot. Yeah, we're 4-3, you know, seven games in. We have the number one point differential in the NBA. I think that's pretty cool. It's obviously an advanced metric that means something, but once again the last two seasons have showed us it's all about the playoffs. So we're just going to kind of take things at a trend level. A lot to be excited about with the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah.
One more trend I want to talk about is, let's talk about Jrue Holiday. Yes. And how heady of a player he is. He has very similar body frame to Eric Bledsoe. If you kind of just look at the two players, both athletic, both more physical point guards, kind of not falling into that pure one position type by their body frame. But then let's look at how they play. So Bledsoe is almost all athleticism based. He relies off of being quicker, being stronger, and I guess more explosive than his defenders, where Jrue Holiday is very savvy. He can right hand you, left hand you. He can be in complete control. And it's so refreshing to just watch a player make these deep passes. Jrue Holiday, he's got a great feel for the game and his teammates in which are open. Seeing him hit Giannis with some full court passes, maybe picked up some of that from Lonzo. He's able to post up his defender in the post, which is something Bledsoe really never developed that savviness of his game to do. And so as a third option, we were talking about this. Do you think the Bucks have the number one big three in the NBA? The Lakers have a gigantic two.
Well, that's obvious.
But who is the closest three? Is it the Celtics? Is it...
Probably.
Yeah, is it Philly? You know, and it's hard to argue for a better three than Giannis, Chris, and Jrue, which goes well coming towards that playoff question. We know this is about the playoffs. We know we have some kinks that we have to iron out, to say the least, on the defensive side. Giannis has to improve. In general, I feel really good about how this team is assembled.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one thing to have the big three on paper before the season starts, but it's another thing to have the big three performing in games. We've kind of been tracking them loosely. When I say loosely, it's because this is about the playoffs. But Jrue Holiday, he's playing really well to start out the year. Chris Middleton's playing really well to start out the year. Giannis is showing his stuff, but he has a ways to go before he ascends to his, you know, running on all cylinders, firing on all cylinders, that his year eight improvement will see come to fruition. You know, it's unbelievable to think the things that Giannis will probably do this year. But yeah, with that, kind of you touched on a few of the weaknesses of the Bucks. Let's talk our fan favorite segment, Good Bucks, Bad Bucks. So this segment is basically where we help keep things objective. You know, we love being positive about the team. That's obviously where we come from. But truthfully, we'd have to be talking about the other side in order to be given, you know, true value, true quality. And that's where this Good Bucks, Bad Bucks segment comes into play, where we'll each kind of take a topic that we think is good, and then a topic, Bad Bucks, that we think could use improvement as it pertains to the Bucks. So with that being said, Alex, let's start off with Bad Bucks. I just want to have you pick something, and then we can maybe dive into that a little more. We'll start with Bad Bucks first, and then we'll do Good Bucks second. Tell me some Bad Bucks right now.
My Bad Bucks is, unfortunately, it's Giannis' free throw shooting ability. This is something that I thought would get worked out over an offseason. It's something that I never thought would be a problem, especially when he was young. And I believe the reason is because when Giannis entered the league, he was skinny. He was very skill-based. And now he's kind of transformed his body into this almost Shaquille O'Neal dominant physical player. His muscles are big. He's probably lost some of that touch at the free throw line. But more than anything, the issue, the root cause, I believe, is mental. And it maybe starts from him dribbling the ball too much. It may start from the MVP chance. We've talked about this, and I think all Bucks fans are trying to solve this problem. But this is Bad Bucks, because if you can't hit the clutch ones, we saw it in game one.
Yeah, against we've lost Boston. Games.
We've lost games because of these free throws. This is something that we were talking during the game. There was a Marquette player back in the name. Some of you may recognize it, by Devontae Gardner. He was a big guy, 6'9", maybe 290, 270.
Big boy.
But he, in the clutch, was one of the best free throw shooters. And there were multiple times where we witnessed this guy hit two, hit three, whatever it was needed to send the game to overtime or win the game in the clutch. He was a very soft touch guy. And Giannis, his free throws, there's nothing soft about them. They're clanking. And so it kind of makes him a bit of a liability in the late stretches of the game. And so that's my Bad Bucks. What about you, KJ?
Yeah, that's some straight up concerning Bucks, if I had to say so myself. Like you said, we've lost the game already this year, blatantly from the free throws. And that's the same thing as fans saying, oh, well, the Packers didn't win a Super Bowl because Rodgers doesn't have a defense, or it wasn't Giannis's fault that we crashed and burned out of the playoffs the last 2 years. Well, it's like, no, it's not maybe 100% his fault, but it is his responsibility as Supermax player, as a leader, as the best player on the floor, to not lose a game. And that's just how it is. You know, that's just how it is. People can feel free to disagree with that, but that's how it is. It's a results-based business, and you can't be losing games because of free throws. End of story. It's concerning. You know, we've been talking about it for years. He's got to shorten up his pre-free throw routine. He spends like 10 seconds thinking about it, and that's just a lot of time to get distracted.
Yeah,
you know, like you could get distracted about a meme he saw. Like, he could get distracted about thinking about his son or a song he was listening to in the pregame warm-up. Who knows what would happen in that 10 seconds of variability before he shoots his free throws and bricks a bunch of them. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
We're the biggest Giannis fans out there. You know, and we know that a ton of our listeners are just as big Giannis fans as well. And it's all positivity. It's all love. But Giannis knows just as much as we do, and the entire team knows just as much as we do, how serious this free throw gaffe is. So I would say that, yes, that's some very concerning Bucks. Great point. Mine? I'm just going to say turnovers. You know, like, the Bucks are not – we've been really sloppy. We've been really sloppy turnovers-wise. You know, we need to clean it up. There's been a lot of games where you've been watching. Players have been nonchalant, whatever. Lack of focus. just things that we can control. If we could slice that in half, I'd feel a lot better because we'd look like a team that is, you know, one of the top four in the NBA. We kind of have said that, you know, before the season kicked off, that the Bucks are a top four team. And when you're a top four team, you're usually going to be in it right at the end, you know, barring a catastrophic playoff collapse like the last 2 years. So we feel good about being a top four team. Well, really, a top four team isn't going to have these turnover issues, and they're not going to have these free throw issues. So without, you know, beating a horse into the ground, I think
and those a are lot of
two things you can
improve people on. Sometimes want to narrow in on Giannis and his turnovers because, of course, he leads the Bucks. He has 3.3 turnovers a game. But Giannis, for comparison for our fans, he has less turnovers a game than LeBron James, than Bam Adebayo, Damian Lillard, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, D'Angelo Russell, Zach LaVine, Trae Young, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Devin Booker, Jokic, all of the stars that you hear about. Giannis is relatively averaging less turnovers a game than these guys. So it's not on him. It's like almost a collective turnover issue of we don't have one guy to name the problem on, but the ball has been sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of guys averaging, sadly, over one turnover a game. We have two that are averaging 0.9, so pretty much one. And then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight players averaging one turnover a game at least. That's a lot of possessions that the Bucks are missing out on and maybe costing the Bucks in these close games.
100%. So with that, let's transition to the good Bucks. I'll go first. And my good Bucks is just going to be the Bucks' rebounding ability. We touched earlier about how the Bucks' big three looks great on not only paper, but in real life. And that's positive. We've already talked about that. So I'm just going to talk about the rebounding. We're number one in the NBA in rebounding. And the reason that I care about that is just because last year in the playoffs, we got destroyed against Bam Adebayo in the Heat. Actually, sorry, we're not number one in rebounding. We're fourth. My mistake. We're near the top of the league in rebounding. And so that being said, that's good as well. Just having a strong rebounding team, we cannot afford to give teams second chance points in the era of shooters with Tyler Herro on the other end of teams. You know, all these shooters on the other end of teams. If you give a team multiple chances from beyond the three-point line, they're going to make you pay. So right now we're fourth in the NBA in rebounding as the time of this podcast. And top five is a good thing. I would love to see us, you know, get higher than the Orlando Magic, get higher than the Pelicans, and get higher than the Utah Jazz. I understand why all three of those teams are ahead of us because they are super, you know, big man heavy oriented teams when all things are considered. But the Bucks, you know, there's no reason that with Giannis and just the athleticism on our team that we can't get to that top spot. But once again, it's the regular season, and the regular season doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. You just got to be able to rebound in the playoffs when it matters so you don't allow those second chance points. So to bring the point home, top five in rebounding, I like to see that. That's my good Bucks for this time. What about you, Alex?
My good Bucks is Bobby Portis, and here's why.
Okay.
Bobby Portis is averaging 22.9 minutes a game in seven games, and that is the exact same amount of minutes that Brooke Lopez has played. But Bobby Portis is averaging 10.7 points and 7.7 rebounds, while Lopez is averaging 8.4 points and 4.1 rebounds. Lopez is the more skilled of the two big men.
You could definitely argue that.
And he's got the three-point shooting. He's got the post moves. He's taller, he's a great shot blocker. But right now, Bobby Portis has the 19.17 PER compared to Lopez's 12.96 because defense. What you just mentioned, the defense, the extra 3.5 rebounds he's contributing a game, which is all effort. Most of that's effort. There's obviously plays that with Portis where, they're frustrating still. But for a bench guy to have this type of production off the bench, almost a double-double, that is huge, especially in someone that you're kind of taking a chance on. I remember Bobby Portis because the Bucks unfortunately drafted Rashad Vaughn before him.
Yep.
And we were scratching our heads then. But now we have Portis all these years later. And what is he? Well, he's looking like a decent role player and some guy who can definitely play in the playoffs, provide energy, provide rebounds, which is crucial, and provide a physical presence. So he's my good Bucks, Cage. What about your good Bucks?
Yes, the good Bucks. Besides, well, I already said the rebounding. I mean, you know, it's just I couldn't really. The main thing for me is that the big three looks good. Just to bring it back full circle.
Big three looks great.
Big three looks great, but what looks even greater than the big three is a Giannis autographed NBA jersey.
Oh, and it looks nice.
And that is the time in the show.
Let's go.
It's super special. I know we gave away one of these. It was 2 years ago, and it was part of Ike, you know, the Ike Bucks rise, I guess you could argue. You could say, you know, was giving away one of these Giannis jerseys.
One of the first giveaways I think we ever did.
It was, I believe it was the second giveaway we ever did, was an autographed Giannis jersey. And it's hard to believe we just gave that away looking back on it. Because these are really hard to come by, and they're really rare. So we can't think of anyone more deserving than Bucks fans. And just, we want to thank you for supporting us. We want to thank you for supporting this podcast. It's been unbelievable how fast this has grown, honestly. You know, we kicked it off a couple of years ago just on SoundCloud, those type of things. We would get, you know, a couple hundred plays here and there, but we really didn't have any organization. And then last winter, we made the move to officially get it on Spotify, officially get it on Apple Podcasts. And it feels great to just see, you know, the growth, the trends, going back to that word, the trends. See everyone listening from all over the place. I know we got a ton of countries coming in here. I think Alex is about to pull up the countries right now just to show you guys everywhere that you're tuning in from.
Yeah, and so here we are. So we want to say a special thanks out to listeners from Mexico, Norway, Australia, United Kingdom, Canada, Sweden, Nigeria, Ireland, Germany, Serbia, Greece, Denmark, Spain, St. Lucia, that's a cool place, Morocco, Ghana, Saudi Arabia, France, Hungary, Portugal, Switzerland, Gambia, Philippines, Taiwan, Bulgaria, Argentina, and of course, the United States of America. We appreciate all of our listeners. Thank you guys for listening. And without further ado, KJ, you want to let them know who's going to be walking away with this signed Giannis jersey?
Without further ado, the winner of the signed Giannis jersey with certificate of authenticity is Zach Wary at Tater Wary 7. Congratulations.
Let's go. Congrats, Zach. Happy to hear you're winning the Giannis jersey. Hit us in the DMs with your shipping information and rep that proudly, man. That is cool.
Rep that proudly. We are just so happy for, you know, to be able to give back to the fans like this. And I want to remind everybody, if you did not win this giveaway, do not worry. We're going to have more in the future. More cool prizes on the way. Nothing but the best from Ike Bucks. You know that. So with that said, let's look ahead. With that said, we're going to
look ahead. Another Detroit game coming up. So this is another one of those NBA kind of MLB style back-to-back. The Bucks played the Heat in a similar fashion, two games down in Miami.
Now like a playoff type format.
Now they get Detroit back to back, and we looked at this. They have the Cavs coming up. They have a couple of. They have the Magic. This Bucks team should be able to win every game they put their mind to. So if we're looking at like the next five, you got the Pistons. You got the Jazz, you got the Cavs, the Magic, and the Pistons. At this point, it's crazy, but that should be 5-0. And I understand if the Bucks drop one of those games, it's not the end of the world. But to not go 4-1 in that five-game stretch, that would be kind of my bar, my disappointment. So
absolutely.
I think
4-1. It's reasonable.
Yeah, and the Bucks almost need to be 4-1 because after that, they have a tough stretch coming up of the Mavericks, the Nets, the Lakers, so it's not going to get any easier once the Bucks start playing some of these teams that, you know, these national televised games that are going to be crazy.
Well, actual playoff teams that aren't just bodies out there.
Yeah, like, know, so. I know the Magic have a good record now. I know they gave the Bucks a game last year, but
come on, man.
They're a weak team. Same with the Pistons, same with the Jazz and the Cavs.
Absolutely, enough said. I'm not going to talk about the Jazz. I'm not going to talk about the Cavs. I'm not going to talk about the Pistons. I'm not going to bore our listeners with three teams that aren't going to, you know, be there at the end of the day. Let's get these wins. Let's move on. Let's take care of business. Let's round it into form as we look to win a championship this year. So we just want to thank everybody for joining us for this episode of the Ike Bucks podcast. If you want to support the show, please just tell a friend. That's the number one way you can help support the show. Make sure you're subscribed so you get the alerts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, find us on Twitter, Ike_Bucks. And honestly, if you like what we have going on over here, you might want to check out some of our other stuff. Ike Packers, Ike Badgers, Ike Brewers, even the Welcome to Ike podcast. We have a ton of great content hubs just floating around there. You know, we just started this podcast network this year, and we've already received over 2,000 five-star reviews. It's unbelievable. And Bucks fans, we know that that's, you know, a lot of that is you as well. And we just want to say thank you so much. We're so appreciative. You know, you guys have been here for the longest time. Like, you guys have been on this ride with us. This is an us thing. This is a we thing.
More giveaways. Good Bucks convos. All of this coming in the future. We have Giannis here to stay for a while. We have Chris. We have Drew. Let's enjoy this.
A lot of great things left to come. So with that, we'll see you next time.
See you, Bucks fans.